Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The Israeli military says a drone strike on one of its bases by the Lebanese Hezbollah group has killed four soldiers and wounded several others. Hezbollah said it targeted the site in retaliation for deadly Israeli strikes in Lebanon. So far, it's unclear how the drone managed to evade Israel's sophisticated aerial defence systems. Willa Davis reports from Jerusalem.
Throughout the evening, television bulletins, social media posts and online reports showed footage of emergency vehicles, including helicopters, taking casualties to hospitals across northern Israel. Israeli censorship rules initially prevented media outlets saying exactly where or what was hit. But eventually an army spokesman said the target was an army base in Binyamina. The spokesman said that four soldiers were killed, seven had serious wounds and more than 60 were injured in what is one of the biggest attacks against an Israeli position since the start of the war more than a year ago.
The head of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, has said any attacks on UN peacekeepers in Lebanon may constitute a war crime. On Sunday, UNIFIL said Israeli tanks broke through the main gate of a base and fired smoke grenades. More from Hugo Bachega.
It was the fourth day in a week that the UN mission in southern Lebanon came under Israeli attack. Andrea Tenenti, a spokesman for the force, said the repeated incidents were making him question what Israel's motives were. Some of the attacks, he said, had been deliberate. He dismissed an Israeli demand the troops leave their posts, saying UNIFIL had been deployed by the United Nations and its future could not be determined by one member state acting alone. Israel says the troops should move far from the border as its war against Hezbollah continues.
Officials in Gaza say an Israeli strike on a school used to shelter displaced Palestinians has killed at least 13 people. Gaza's civil defense agency said a volley of artillery killing families and wounded 50 people, as the Israeli military is looking into the reports. In other news, police in the US state of California have arrested a man with guns in his car near a Donald Trump rally. He was released on bail after being detained on Saturday at a checkpoint in Coachella, accused of illegally possessing weapons. The local Riverside County Sheriff, Chad Bianco, told reporters that he believed his forces had saved the former president's life.
If you're asking me right now, I probably did have deputies that prevented the third assassination attempt. If we are that politically lost, that we have lost sight of common sense and reality and reason, that we can't say that, holy crap, what did he show up with all of that stuff for and loaded guns, and I'm going to be accused of being dramatic? We have a serious, serious problem in this country.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. China says it's launched military drills around Taiwan, describing them as a warning to any separatist acts. Beijing has sent planes and ships to encircle the island, which it considers part of its own territory. Taiwan's defense ministry has condemned what it called an irrational and provocative act, saying it had deployed appropriate forces in response. The decapitated bodies of five men have been found on a road in Mexico in an area controlled by the powerful Jalisco New Generation cartel. Police were called to the area on Sunday morning after plastic bags containing the remains were spotted by drivers. A week ago, Mexico's new president, Claudia Sheinbaum, announced her security plan, which will focus on gathering intelligence on gangs and addressing the social causes of violence. Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky has accused North Korea of sending personnel to work alongside Russian troops occupying parts of his country. He did not specify in what capacity they were supposed to be acting. Mr. Zelensky urged Western partners to take greater steps to support Ukraine. Mr. Zelensky has been pushing for more weapons and permission to use them to strike deep inside Russia. The Kremlin called reports of Pyongyang sending troops fake news. The Kenyan runner Ruth Chepngetich has said her record-smashing run at the Chicago Marathon showed that nothing in life is impossible. Speaking to the BBC, Chepngetich said it had been her dream to break the women's record, which she achieved by almost 2 minutes. She said she was proud for both herself and her country.
It means a lot to me and a lot to my country, Kenya, that the world record has go back to Kenya again. And I think he has motivated a lot of people, and nothing is impossible in life.
It's Chepngetich's third victory in a race over a course that's provided four of the five fastest women's times. She crossed the finish line at 2 hours, 9 minutes and 57 seconds. BBC News.